Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
It is Friday the 13th. Good morning. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Scott Jagow. The FBI in St. Louis announces the indictment of 14 North Korean nationals. Special agent in charge, Ashley T. Johnson, says this group has been stealing American identities to get hired by U.S. IT companies. They get paid, then they funnel the money to the North Korean government to spend on programs, including weapons of mass destruction. And these workers have access to company secrets.
We've seen instances where some have been fired, and they extort the company for money and threaten to release the sensitive information if they have not already done so.
Johnson says they've also identified domestic enablers, knowingly or not, Americans who took the place of these workers on video calls so they could avoid detection.
Leaders at St. Louis Public Schools have suspended all 21 district-issued credit cards after an investigation revealed $1.6 million in spending during former Superintendent Keisha Scarlett's one-year tenure. Information was obtained by the Post-Dispatch through a U.S. bank records request.
Violations included airline tickets for family members of school district staff, charges at adult establishments like Hooters, and lavish spending, including $6,700 at Topgolf and $16,500 at Marcus Theaters.
An audit by Missouri Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick is ongoing while the district works to implement new oversight measures.
Jane, after you ask people to call the board secretary, exactly how many people call?
Not much support for Francis Howell School Board member Jane Pushkar at last night's meeting.
Jane Pushkar, along with a group of parents and St. Charles resident David Jarowski, are pushing for a Francis Howell policy of single-sex student bathroom use. But parents, students, and even graduates seem to have the exact opposite opinion on the issue.
I urge you to put this policy discussion to rest by removing it from any future agendas and concentrating on real problems facing our district: teacher retention, district finance, aging infrastructure. I remind patrons that it was 1 year ago that the majority pulled their 11th hour maneuver to remove the Black History and Black Lit elective courses, only to reverse course due to public outcry and then provide revised curriculum which fails to adequately represent the contributions of the Black community.
Directly after last month's meeting, she went on a radio talk show, defamed four of you, and walked right up to the line of FERPA. She's harassed whole communities of humans by singling them out based on their gender. We can no longer ignore the behavior of this board member.
They're referring to Jane Pushkar.
For those of you that listen to the radio, thank you. I promise you I will not be silenced. For these reasons, I make the motion to bring a copycat of Wentzville School District's bathroom policy to next month's agenda as a first read.
Well, the Francis Howell School Board did not second Pushkar's motion, and the issue was just dropped. But Pushkar is vowing to introduce the policy until it is accepted. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Missouri Governor Parson has made his own choice to replace Wesley Bell as St. Louis County's prosecuting attorney.
Melissa Smith, who currently serves as the assistant prosecuting attorney for St. Louis County, has been chosen by Governor Parson to be the next prosecuting attorney. Smith currently supervises the sexual assault and child abuse team and has been with the office since 2008. Governor Parson said in a statement, "It's not about politics, but about doing right by the people of Missouri." He adds they are confident Smith will deliver putting criminals behind bars, singling out child abusers, along with violent and sexual offenders. Attorney General Andrew Bailey is suing to block County Executive Sam Page from naming his replacement, Court Van Ostrin, who he announced last week. All parties are due in court this coming Wednesday. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis County Councilman Mark Harder suggests leaving the prosecutor position vacant until the courts decide who can name Wesley Bell's replacement. Page's pick, Court Van Ostrin, disagrees.
We've got to be responsible when it comes to public safety. Wesley Bell's going to be gone. He's going to be in Congress. We have to have a prosecuting attorney in St. Louis County on January 4th.
Van Ostrin wouldn't say directly if he would serve the role in an acting capacity if he didn't get approval from the county council, but he's hoping to have their support.
It's a holiday tradition returning tomorrow, Tuba Christmas, back at Anheuser-Busch Beer Garden. It's the second time. Jeremy Knutson is the conductor and coordinator for the St. Louis version of the event, which celebrates its 51st anniversary this year. A Christmas concert featuring tubas and euphoniums only.
So a tuba is the big ones that people usually recognize that in the back row of an orchestra or concert band, or sousaphones are the big ones that wrap around the body during marching season. And then a euphonium, I like to say, is the little sibling of the tuba. It's an octave higher, and usually at Tuba Christmas, those are the ones that get the melodies, and sometimes the tubas do as well.
If you would like to perform, assuming you know how to play the tuba or euphonium, bring your instrument, a music stand, a $10 donation to the AB Beer Garden at 8 tomorrow. There will be a rehearsal at 8:30, and then the tuba Christmas concert for the rest of us starts at 1 and is free to attend.
From the KMOX Business Desk, for the second straight year, WashU's School of Medicine, number 2 in the country when it comes to research funding from the National Institutes of Health. This year's amount, $683 million, is almost an 8% increase. According to the Business Journal, that NIH funding resulted in more than $1 billion in external research money. Currently, WashU has more than 1,000 NIH-funded projects. Only the University of California, San Francisco received more than WashU. Rounding out the top five, Yale, Pennsylvania, Johns Hopkins, and Stanford.
St. Louis businesswoman Sue McCollum is one of the newest minority owners of the Buffalo Bills. She's part of a group including former professional soccer and basketball players purchasing about a 10% stake. McCollum is a Buffalo native, currently owns an Anheuser-Busch distributor in Florida. She was the CEO of St. Louis-based Major Brands before selling it to a Chicago competitor. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.